Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
And it is that time of the week again where we shift our focus to China.
Yeah, as expected, China has continued its pushback against U.S. sanctions. It's issued new rules to protect its firms from unjustified foreign laws and allowing Chinese courts to punish global companies for complying with foreign restrictions.
So what does this rule entail and what is China trying to prove to the world with this new rule?
Meanwhile, Chinese tech firms have had it good over the last few years with business booming and their intensive expansion all over the world.
But has it all changed thanks to Chinese billionaire Jack Ma? Has President Xi Jinping's push against Mr. Ma become a threat to Chinese tech companies?
And rounding it up for this week, China's reaction to the U.S.'s decision to lift restrictions on how its diplomats and officials can interact with Taiwan.
Can we expect China to counterattack? And if they do, how?
Lots to get through. And on the line, we have Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, good morning. Thanks for taking the time. China, of course, over the weekend introducing those new rules to counter unjustified laws and measures that other countries might apply to its companies and citizens. Tensions, of course, with the U.S. seem to be worsening.
And the rules aim at protecting the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese people and companies and safeguarding the country's interests. That's according to the Commerce Ministry.
Perhaps, Don, you could help us out with this. I mean, tell us more about this new rule and how it will be beneficial to the Chinese people and companies. I mean, what's China trying to prove to the world by coming up with this new rule?
Hi, good morning. This new set of regulations was unveiled by the Commerce Ministry over the weekend and came into immediate effect. It is to counter U.S. sanctions that may apply to Chinese companies and citizens, and it allows them to report to the authorities if they face any kind of restrictions from the foreign laws that may be deemed unfair or go against international law or affect China's national security. If the authorities assess that the sanctions are unjustified, then it can order companies and citizens not to abide by these laws. And these companies and citizens can also sue for compensation in Chinese courts for damages because of these foreign laws. Essentially, this exposes global companies that have dealings with China for complying with U.S. sanctions. This is China's retaliation against the U.S. for going after its companies, such as Huawei, ByteDance, and its telcos, which were recently delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. But it should be said that other countries like Canada and the EU have also enacted similar legislation against unilateral U.S. sanctions.
Don, Chinese tech companies have done a pretty good job, haven't they, convincing global investors that they operated independently from the Communist Party. And now Jack Ma has become a case study for the firm's biggest skeptics.
You know, we've been asking this question about, you know, whether the President Xi Jinping's push against Jack Ma has sparked this new threat for China tech.
Yeah, so will not having support from the Chinese government be a dramatic blow for these companies?
I think anyone who understands the Chinese political system will know that no one is immune to the powers of the Chinese Communist Party. And even though Chinese tech companies have, for the most part, been left alone to innovate and grow, like Alibaba and Tencent grow phenomenally, there is always the threat that the party can decide to rescind this privilege. I think history has shown that if you become too big or if you become overly critical, then you're going to get knocked down a peg or two. If these companies want to survive in China, then of course they'll have to have the support of the Chinese government.
Don, China yesterday hit back at the U.S. for lifting restrictions on how its diplomats and officials can interact with Taiwan. They even threatened a firm counterattack if the U.S. harms China's core interests.
So why is the U.S. government doing this now, Dawn, and how will China counterattack if indeed it does?
This latest provocative action has been seen as a last-minute attempt by the Trump administration to ramp through anti-China policies that could make things difficult for the Biden administration and complicate its bilateral relationship with China. But if you look at the noises coming out of the U.S. about this from China watchers and political pundits, the objection over this move is not about the substance, but rather about the timing. There seems to be some consensus that this self-imposed restriction, which came about after Washington cut ties with Taiwan in 1979, when it was still under authoritarian rule, should in fact be lifted. And for a few years now, a bipartisan coalition in Congress has been trying to get these rules rescinded. China could well use this as an excuse to take military action against Taiwan, but it runs a huge risk doing that, not least because the US and other countries would step up. It could increase pressure on Taiwan, but it's already doing a lot of that, and adding more pressure could harden already negative public sentiments in Taiwan against China. So while officially it needs to denounce this action strongly, in practice, it's likely to take a wait-and-see approach to see whether the Biden administration will follow through on this.
We've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. We'll catch up with you again next week, Don. Thanks for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.